you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mia with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, police have confirmed the death of a woman in her 20s, one in her 30s and a 56-year-old after a bus collided with a four-wheel drive towing a caravan. The bus was carrying 33 people and collided with the four-wheel drive in the 100km/h zone. Whitsunday Mayor Ry Collins on Monday said the section of the highway is difficult to drive as it doesn't have shoulders, limited lanes and increased speeds. Queensland's peak real estate body has called for a systematic approach to property tax, chanted following the Queensland Treasurer's proposed review of rates following the state's election. REIQ CEO Antonio Meccarella said the peak body for real estate is expressing cautious support for the review, but said the review of property taxes should be done on a regular increment and independent of political influence. It follows comments by the LNP opposition saying the review is a tax grab that will hurt renters. In national news, proposed changes to federal laws may block streaming access to events like the NRL and AFL Grand Finals, warns the Greens. They argue amendments to the anti-siphoning scheme could restrict viewers of major sport events for digital users who do not access TV via traditional aerials. The reforms introduced by the Albanese government aim to adapt the scheme to cover streaming platforms, raising concerns about potential paywalls for popular sporting content. The legislation is currently under Senate review.
Residents in Melbourne are waking to their coldest morning of the year, displaying a forecast minimum of 0 degrees. Melbourne could be in for a week-long run of mornings at or below 5 degrees, which would make it the coldest week in 11 years. Elsewhere in Victoria, temperatures in locations such as Horsham, Bendigo, Ballarat and Geelong dropped between -1 degrees and -3 degrees. In international news, the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has been criticised by opposing parties after an investigative outlet published videos and messages showing members of the National Youth Party engaging in fascist chants and Nazi salutes. Meloni is yet to comment on the situation as two more National Youth members resigned on Tuesday after making derogatory remarks about people of colour. Established in 2014, National Youth has thousands of members and claims to be the most significant youth movement among the Italian parties. But recent findings question the next generation of Italian leaders. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional